He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, September 8th, post-Labor Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in a deserted San Diego. You'd have to call it deserted after this weekend with all the tourists in town. If you recall, when we left here last Friday, the market was down like 300 points, and everybody was worried about a Fed rate hike. We got the jobs report last Friday that was a little bit hotter than expected. The employment rate, the unemployment rate is now 5.1%, which the Fed said they would consider as full employment. And everybody was afraid that the Fed would put the hammer down just 9 days from now when they meet for their February 17th meeting. Well, that was Friday. This is Monday. Today, the market, this is Tuesday. The market's up 33 points, the S&P that is. We're at 1,954. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 289 points at 16,392, while the NASDAQ is up a whopping 2% today, up 93.46 at 4,777, three sevens in a row. I hope you saw some of those over the weekend in your travels. Crude oil, $45.29. It's down 1.7% here this morning. Gold is about even. 1121 is where gold is. That's per ounce. And the euro is at 1.1177. And interest rates are up today. Better lock that loan. 2.18%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, it's just amazing the difference that a few days make. One thing you have to remember is these last few weeks, moves get accentuated. I've watched this over the years, over the last 20-some-odd years in this business. A lot of traders are gone the last week of summer leading up to Labor Day. In fact, they're gone the last 2 weeks, the last 3 weeks, the last 4 weeks. We'll get back to normal trading this week. Today's that big cold slap in the face, if whether or not you're a kindergartner, whether or not you're a 7th grader or an 11th grader or entering into college. It's back to school. It's back to work. It's everybody is back to kind of normal business. And the market is now back to normal business. It's been abnormal here in recent weeks because there hasn't been a lot of volume, and a lot of the big traders have been enjoying their vacations, their European vacations, their Hamptons vacations, their San Diego vacations, whatever the case may be. Well, now we're back to full trading, just like the markets or the economy is back to full employment at 5.1%, unless you're counting the underemployed, and that's still a worry. And even though they don't announce the underemployed rate, it's up from 10% to 14% over the last several years since the Great Recession, and that still worries the Fed. We'll find out 9 days from now whether or not that unemployment report, which sent the market reeling on last Friday, will lead the Fed to that rate hike or not. And even if they do hike rates, as I said in my newsletter, I don't think that brings an end to the expansion in the U.S. economy, and I don't think that brings an end to the bull market in America. Like I say, that's the last thing that the Fed wants to have happen. Meanwhile, Eurozone GDP has been revised upwards to from 0.3 to 0.4. So even though Europe is just barely creeping along with their economy, And now having Greece on the back burner for now, that's good. It's not good to have Greece on the front burner. That can cause quite a fire. Well, they've got that on the back burner now, and Eurozone GDP is pegged at about 0.4%. China continues to be a big worry. Europe continues to be a big worry. But in the end, China is about 1% of U.S. GDP. And in fact, I've asked the question every week in my newsletter, does China really have that big of an impact? Can the U.S. economy continue to grow even with the problems in the emerging markets and in China? Well, like I say, China's about 1% of our GDP. Meanwhile, the emerging markets are about 5% of our GDP. That's just a little speck. And our economy has continued to grow despite the problems and the thrashing that the emerging markets have taken, the thrashing that the Latin American markets have taken, the thrashing that the Chinese market has taken. Our economy still continues to grow. But it's best to be on the sunny side of the street, as I say, instead of that side of the street that's getting clobbered by either low oil prices or rising interest rates or a strong U.S. dollar. You got to take all of that into consideration. Well, the bull market began back on March 9th of 2009 when the S&P 500 hit the biblical number of 666, and it's been climbing ever since. Not straight up, not every day, not every week, not even every month. But if we draw a line and connect the dots between 666 and today's level of 1954, you still see a trend that's going higher. But if we look at the trend recently, which we have, we've seen a leveling off in the bull market. In fact, if we look at the S&P 500 over the last 12 months, it's actually negative. And there were a couple of big factors, which I've been talking about each week here. The big plunge in oil prices cost us about $5 or $6 in earnings off the S&P 500. The strong dollar, maybe a couple dollars more. But now both of those factors are in the rearview mirror, and we can start looking ahead to 2016. And that's what I do in my newsletter every single week. I put my neck on the line. There's 69% of investment advisors right now that are bearish. There's only 31% of investment advisors like me that are bullish. When we get done with today's show, I'll state which side of the line I'm on. For the last 6 years and 22 weeks, I've been on the bullish side of investment advisors. I base my opinions on numbers, not on wild predictions or blood moons or other types of things. I take a look at the actual numbers that I can sink my teeth into. To me, those are more tangible to base your opinions on rather than blood moons and other types of things. So once again, in last week's newsletter, I crunched the numbers for you once again. And in the end, I come down with just a few numbers. I try to make things really simple. At the beginning of each week, we go through the big picture of the market. Because first of all, we need to determine whether or not we even want to be in the market anymore. Well, I've been telling you for the last 6 years and 22 weeks that the best place to be is in the U.S. stock market. Well, what about now? Well, we're going to go through those numbers today. We're going to look at the asset classes that we have to choose from. What's the best one? Is it precious metals? Is it fixed income? Is it cash? Is it U.S. stocks? Is it foreign stocks? Is it sovereign debt? Then we'll go through the sectors of the market. Is it best to be bottom fishing in the oil patch? Are the pharmaceuticals and the biotech still leading the way? What about those consumer stocks which have been hot lately? Is that still a good place to be, or is it even good to be in the market whatsoever? And how about those inverse funds that go up when the market goes down? Is it time to start nibbling there? Well, when we come back, we'll go through a very orderly process, a very systematic and methodical process that should be very easy to understand. And in the end, we'll come away with the conclusion as to whether or not the 6-year, 22-week old bull market is still intact and whether we should still be in stocks with our 401ks, our IRAs, our college funds, our trust funds, our retirement funds, you name it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the first thing that we've got to wrestle with right now as far as the continuation of this bull market is obviously the Fed. And the Fed has been our friend now for the past 6 years. I put a chart in the newsletter over the weekend of the history of Fed funds, the interest rate that the Fed charges. They've been as high as 6% in the last 20 years or so, and they've been as low as 0.25%, which is where they are now. And it's been a long, long time. It's been several years since we've had a Fed rate hike. And one of the reasons that you've seen all of this nervousness in the market is fear of the Fed that eventually the easy money policy is going to go away. And that's helped grease the skids of the stock market. Well, the next meeting is September 17th. They've been waiting for more data. They got the data they were probably looking for on Friday, that the unemployment rate is still at 5.1%, but they still have to take into account the underemployment rate, which is at about 10%. People working part-time or working at jobs that are way below their pay grade. They could be doing much more and making much more if the jobs were available. So, you know, I can't predict which way the Fed will go, but I don't think that a 0.25% rate hike will bring an end to the economy, which has been growing since 2009, and I don't think it will bring an end to earnings growth here in America. Now, what impact it will have on the bull market that we've been experiencing for the last 6+ years, well, that's just one factor. But I do believe that easy money, zero interest rate policy, which we have now, and at least easy money will remain intact for quite some time. The Fed is in no hurry to put the economy into a standstill. It's barely growing now, 2 to 3% per year. They don't want that to come to an end, and I believe that easy money will remain part of the equation for quite some time. Well, why then would they want to even hike interest rates? Well, so they have some bullets in the gun. If something were to happen down the road, right now they have zero bullets in the gun. They can't drop interest rates. So they'd like to start at least getting some bullets back into their gun after firing them all back in 2009 and 2010. But overall, I don't know that that's a big factor. I don't think that that's a real big factor on the market right now, other than changing the sentiment on the market. You saw what it did last Friday. Well, if we take a look at where we're at in the market so far this year, it's gotten kind of ugly, actually. We take a look at the S&P 500 year-to-date. We're now down, not counting today, we're down 6.7%. We're not in bear market territory. We're still in correction territory. The S&P 500 is off about 10% from its recent high. And I find that the 10% level is the level that tests investors' nerves. I've had two people over the weekend write to me and tell me to sell everything. Okay, so there are a lot of folks out there that a 10% correction is more that they can take, even though we had one at this same time last year, and they buckle at the knees and they sell everything. Well, as of right now, we're still in correction mode. The Dow is off about 12 or 13% from its recent high. It's now down almost 10% year to date. For some reason, the big large cap value stocks, which the Dow is kind of a proxy for, have not been very favorable place to be here in 2016. Believe it or not, even dividend paying stocks, which again the Dow is kind of a proxy for, has not been a good place to be. But I think there's some good value there, having said that. The NASDAQ is now down about 10% from its high, and it's now down 1% on the year. And as of right now, all of these U.S. indexes, and even the small cap index, which is down about 12 or 13% from its high, they're all in correction mode right now. And we had a correction very similar to this correction last October. That's one factor to keep in mind. Another factor to keep in mind is a bear market begins with the correction, doesn't it? That 10% can turn into 15% to 20% to 30% real quickly. So we have to be on our guard at all times. In fact, the correction in the emerging markets has definitely turned into a bear market. There is a bear market taking place in the emerging markets, a place that I've told you to avoid for quite some time. Europe is in correction mode. China is in bear market territory. China is now down 19% for the year. I believe at one time it was up about 30% for the year. So it's really been the center of the storm here recently. All things rippling out from China, but keep in mind that China makes up about 1%. Our trade with China makes up about 1% of our overall GDP. The only green on the screen at all this year, 2015, is the U.S. dollar, which is up about 4%, 5%, and the U.S. long bond, which is up about 1% on the year. So if your account is down so far in 2015, join the crowd. It just is a matter of how far down it is, depending on how you've had your assets allocated here in 2015. As we look, take a look at the asset classes that you have to choose from out there, fixed income, U.S. stocks, foreign stocks, emerging market stocks, precious metals, there's not really any leadership whatsoever right now. There is not one that I can point to and say, this is the one you ought to be heavily loaded up in. But on a relative basis, U.S. stocks continue to hold up pretty well as far as the relative rankings go. I've been saying for the last several years that U.S. stocks should be where you should have the great proportion of your asset allocation in. I can't really say that right now. We need to go a little bit further. We need to get to the earnings estimates for next year. But on a relative basis, U.S. stocks, S&P 500 is still hanging in there. It hasn't entered into bear market territory. If I look at the inverse of U.S. stocks, which would be a bear market ETF, they're making a little noise right now. But they've made a little noise 5 times in the last 4 or 5 years. And every time they quieted down and the bear market continued. I don't think it's a real good idea right now to be hedging your portfolio with inverse funds or putting in any kind of short positions. I think analyzing your stocks one at a time, your U.S. stocks, I would still have no exposure to those emerging markets, is still the best place to be. But we need to go through the numbers, and that's what we're going to do when we come back. The S&P 500 is expected to make about $119 in earnings this year. What about next year? We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, we've been through some rocky weeks in the market, haven't we, as summer came to an end. Well, summer's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. It's back to school, back to work. Everybody. I don't drive the freeways, but I imagine the freeways were pretty packed up today as everybody gets a cold slap in the face and it's back to reality, isn't it? Well, I'm glad to get back to reality. I had a little relaxation and rest over the 3-day weekend. Spent some time with my brand new granddaughter who was born last Thursday. And I've got another one coming in 5 weeks, which will make number 3 for Grandpa Bill, which is one of the great joys of life. Anyways, the market didn't end up on a very good note as we finished the summer, did it? And here we are beginning a new week. We're back to normal, you know. Volume's back. The regular traders are back. The mutual fund traders are back. The hedge fund managers are back from their vacations. We're going to get a better look this week at what the real market is like. And so far, so good, at least to the start of this market. We'll see. I still say we're in the midst of a correction, but I want to get to these numbers first because I like to base my opinion on something tangible, not on intangibles, not based on wild predictions. China's been a bugaboo, but when you think about it, it makes up about 1% of our GDP here in America. Emerging markets have been submerging. They're in bear markets. Latin America has just been clobbered, Brazil in particular. And they make up, aggregate, about 5% of our GDP here in America are trading with these emerging markets. And they've been submerging. They haven't been doing well for the last several years. And what's our market been doing? It's been hitting new highs. So it does seem possible for the U.S. market and the U.S. economy to continue to expand despite this weakness around the world. Well, we've taken a look at the asset classes. There's no leadership right now. I would say, for now, to continue to dance with the one that you brought, that brought you to the dance, and that's U.S. stocks. On a relative basis, they still are the best place to be, in my opinion. But you have to be selective. I go through every single one of my holdings every single day. I've trimmed a few here and there. But for the most part, I've hung on to the stocks that I consider to be best stocks now. I have a line in the sand drawn on each one of them. And some of them have crossed below that line in the sand. And they've been eliminated from my portfolios. Other stocks I have on my watch list, which I also publish every week in my newsletter. Here's the ones that I'm also looking at to potentially add to this portfolio, should all of the numbers and the stock chart come together at the same time. And I also publish my lines in the sand. Here's my line in the sand. If it should drop below this number, I'm going to make a very difficult decision. More than likely, that decision will be to sell the stock. I still believe that the stock market is made up of lots of small decisions on a daily basis. This business of calling up, I got two this over the weekend to sell everything. Hey, you know, that's their prerogative. I don't think that's the right thing to do. You're holding a lot of stocks right now that look pretty good. I looked at a lot of charts over the weekend. I said, that one doesn't look so bad. It's doing just fine. And then I said, hey, that's one that I own. Hey, that's a good thing. You have to take it one at a time. All right, there's really no leadership in the market right now, but some leadership is going to emerge here soon. And I still say that it's U.S. stocks that are the best place, the best asset class to be invested in. You know, interest rates are ticking higher here. They're up to 2.18%, even with all the nervousness in the market. Somebody's selling bonds out there. I suspect China. And I continue to not like fixed income or the bond market. And I don't like emerging markets. I don't like precious metals. I don't like gold. I showed a chart of it over the weekend. It is not the answer right now. There's only two asset classes that I like. One is U.S. stocks and the other is cash, which I have about 25% of my money under management here at Gunderson Capital Management in cash right now. Now, what are the best sectors, Bill? If you still like U.S. stocks, what are some of the best sectors in the market? Well, believe it or not, the building sector has been a very good sector here. Home builders and suppliers to the home builders. That's an area that I have some exposure to. If you go through my model portfolios in my newsletter, you'll see quite a few stocks that are related to the building industry, the remodeling industry. That's been a good place to be. The healthcare industry, the healthcare sector remains a very strong sector, one of the leading sectors in the market. Consumer sector also, if you're very selective there. And last but not least, the biotech sector kind of looks cheap to me here. I think that there's some individual biotech stocks that could be bought here. I don't know if they'll resume the kind of leadership that they had on the market here recently, but they look pretty cheap and oversold to me at the current time. Now, the bottom line is this. Back in 2009, earnings fell off the cliff for the S&P 500 stocks. The aggregate earnings for the S&P 500 went clear down to $59 per share. And they've been climbing ever since. And you know my axiom, one of the strongest axioms that I preach here on the air is, as long as earnings are growing at a company or in an index, then the index or the company stock is going to continue to go higher. So I give a lot of weight to earnings and the direction thereof. We've been going up every year here in the U.S. with earnings. I've showed that graph several times. Here's where earnings were in 2009, and here's what they've done each year since then. Well, this year, 2015, looks like it's going to be about a wash, maybe a little bitty increase over last year. This is the first time during this six-year bull market that we've had a leveling off. And it was caused by two big factors, the drop in oil and the rise in the U.S. dollar. And now as those are in the rear view mirror, and now as companies have reported, we're up to date on earnings for 2015 for three quarters now. We're in the last quarter now of 2000, or we'll enter into the last quarter of 2015 here soon. But we're starting to get some firmer estimates and a firmer look into 2016. And the analysts out there that cover these companies are sharpening their pencils or putting more ink in their printers, whatever it is, and coming up with new numbers for next year. And I update those numbers every single week in my newsletter. As of last week, earnings estimates for this year were at about $118, $119 per share. And for next year, we're about $131 to $132. That's a double-digit increase next year over this year. Well, I crunched the numbers again over the weekend. I made no change whatsoever to my earnings estimates for next year or for this year. This year, 2015, I'm still at about $118 per share in S&P 500 earnings. I'm still using a multiple this year of about 17.5. I have a target price this year on the S&P 500 between now and the end of the year of 2066. We're getting some of that back today, but as of last Friday, the market had 7.5% upside potential over the next several months. That's the best number that I've seen in about 9 months or so. Furthermore, looking ahead to next year, now that we're in September of 2015, the market is looking ahead to 2016. The market looks ahead. My estimates for next year are exactly the same as they were last week, and the week before that, and the week before that. In other words, all this scare in China has not had any impact whatsoever on S&P 500 earnings expectations for next year. My earnings estimates for next year currently come in at $131.50. I'm lowering my multiple next year to 17 because of rising interest rates, which I believe we will see. And I also believe we'll see a Fed rate hike at some point here. I have 16.4% upside potential in the stock, U.S. stocks over the next 12 months. That's the best number we've had in a long, long time. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about what impact does a China slowdown, will a China slowdown have on our economy, which has been growing since 2009. Recent GDP was 3.7%. We're expected to continue to grow by 2 or 3%, and I still continue to see no signs of any any recession right around the corner. And once again, China makes up about 1% of our GDP. The emerging markets make up about 5% of our GDP. Are U.S. stocks still the best asset class now? I believe that they are. In fact, as I went through my target prices for S&P 500 for the rest of this year and for next year, I can't find better upside potential than any other asset class. If I could, I would let you know about it. If I thought gold was a better place to be right now, I would say so. But given the fact that we're still expected to make about $131 per share next year in the S&P 500, I'm using a multiple of 17. I've heard others use a multiple of 16. I've heard others use multiple as high as 20. I'm kind of down towards the lower end of that range because the long-term average multiple of the market's been about 16. I'm using 17 because we still have an easy money policy here in the U.S. Gives me a target price on the S&P 500 of 2235. We're currently at 1948. As of last Friday, we had 16.4% upside potential over the next 12 months, which is a superior number. That's the best number I've seen in a long time. And I hear all these people say, I'll buy when the market pulls back. And then when it pulls back, they don't have any interest, man. They're scared. Oh, I don't want to get into the market now. It's pulled back, and it's probably going to continue to pull back. There's just those folks that are nervous Nellies all of the time. Well, I'm in the camp, 31% of investment advisors that are bullish, that continue to be bullish. If they would have called me for the last 6 years and 23 weeks now, I would have said, put me on the bullish side of the ledger. And I'm still on the bullish side of the ledger. I'm always a nervous bull, and I'm always a vigilant bull, but until I see numbers that start to disintegrate, start to ratchet downwards, until I start to see some sign out there of a recession in the U.S. economy, until I see an overvalued market, I'm going to remain in the bull camp. I'm bucking the odds right now. This is the third longest bull market in the history of man. And yet it continues to go on. And yes, there's corrections along the way. We've just been through about a 10, 11%. I don't know that it's over yet. We could still test those lows once again. But the numbers suggest going out, looking out over the next 6 to 12 months, that they definitely can support a higher U.S. stock market. But stay tuned because it can change very quickly. You know, that drop in oil prices came out of nowhere, didn't it? And that sudden rise in the U.S. dollar came out of nowhere. And we don't know what's out there that can all of a sudden come out of nowhere. That's why we have to watch the economic reports daily. And again, it comes down to your individual stocks. I mean, it's one thing to be still bullish on the market, but it's another thing to be bullish on like a Caterpillar, which I'm bearish on. And yet you take another stock like an Allergan, and I'm bullish on that stock. So it still comes down to the individual stocks. But it's good to have the wind at your back. It's good to have the economy that's continuing to grow. And it's good to have earnings. I can't say that enough, that are continuing to grow. I send out my newsletter every week. It went out late Saturday afternoon. I wanted to make sure that I had all my I's dotted and all my T's crossed, and I wanted to make sure all my calculations were correct. I wanted to make sure that I had looked under every rock to see if there was something out there that we need to be worried about, and in the end, I came out to my conclusion once again. And then I go through my individual portfolios of how they're doing and what I own and what I've sold and what I've bought recently. And then I have my live trading, which a lot of people subscribe to. If I buy or sell something today, they're going to hear about it. I send out a live tweet or a live push notification, actually, to their phone, along with an accompanying email. You can subscribe to that through my app, Best Stocks Now, which is on the iPhone platform, which is iOS. It's on the Android platform, which works on all Google devices, portable mobile devices. And if you just want to see it on the big screen, it's also at beststocksnowapp.com. The tweets I send out are there, but the push notifications are for premium subscribers. The newsletter, I sent out thousands of them over the weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Stay on top of it. I'm going to turn into a bear at some point in time. I'm going to get grouchy. I'm warning you. I don't know when. And I'm also going to show you each week what I've bought and sold. Now, if you just say, you know what? I got to go. I got work to do, man. I got a career. I've got a family to raise. Whatever the case may be, say, I'd rather have a professional money manager. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I've assembled a real good team here at Gunderson Capital Management. There's no robots checking in to work here today. No robots managing the portfolios. No robots answering the phones. We're real people here down in San Diego, California. We have a good time every day here. Great place to work. You want to have fun? It's a great place to work here at Gunderson Capital Management. We try to take care of the people that we have this sacred obligation. I look at it as a very important obligation, looking after people's money. Anyways, 855-611-BEST is our number. Our website, which will soon be changing over. We're almost got that thing ready. Made a major progress last week. But for now, it's pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, or you can check out the app at beststocksnowapp.com, which had a good weekend. I think on Labor Day it was number 3 or number 4 in the world of financial apps, so you might want to take a look at that. Well, welcome back to the working week. We're off to a good start. We'll take it a day at a time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.